One of the great frustrations of life is trying to find something that really shouldn't be lost. Your car keys, a checkbook, the remote that invariably ends up between your cushions. So, what do you do when you lose yourself? Welcome to Hope Renewed, the podcast of PIR Ministries. Thanks for joining me for Hope Renewed. I'm Tom Jameson, and this is the in-depth podcast about pastoral renewal and restoration. It's where we explore the issues and situations that can put pastors at risk and share hope when ministry leaves us hopeless. In this episode of Hope Renewed, we're focusing on the theme of identity, who we are at the core of our being. One of the absolute dangers of serving in pastoral ministry is falling into the trap of determining our sense of self on the basis of what we do. And while this is true for any occupation, it's especially true for pastors because what we do is good stuff. It's God's work. It's the expression of Christ in us. We want to identify with it. In fact, we should identify with it. The danger is in the preposition. It's good to identify with pastoral ministry. It's dangerous to be identified by pastoral ministry. Simply said, who we are should determine what we do, not vice versa. And that truth is borne out time and again in the ministry of PIR. One of the primary unfortunate casualties of a forced exit or termination from ministry is identity. Consider this. A pastor has poured his life into pursuing God's call. There has been much sacrifice to do this. Energy, finances, rejecting more appealing or lucrative careers, oftentimes relocating and leaving family. There's the willingness to give of oneself for the benefit of others, to be with people in their greatest pains and joys in life. And under it all is a passion to proclaim the gospel and see lives transformed into the image of Christ. Great stuff. And all this involves a lot of doing and, sometimes because of pressures of expectations, doing well. When the doing well of pastoral ministry replaces the goal of faithfully doing pastoral ministry, a pastor can easily fall into the trap of embracing a personal identity based on how well he is doing in ministry. This is when the danger becomes real. When a pastor no longer considers his fundamental identity as his identity in Christ, but instead his identity as a pastor. And this tenuous identity can be sustained only by doing more, or by finding ways to feed it through affirmation of others. Either way, it is a fragile and faithless identity that can't stand the rigors of ministry and can easily contribute to an exit from ministry. When a pastor is exited from ministry, there is a sudden, certain shock in regard to his identity. What he has prepared for, poured himself into, given himself fully to, and found such great joy in, is no longer being asked or required of him. In a vocational sense, he is no longer a pastor. More than just being unemployed, which is crisis enough in itself, he finds himself as a man without a country, so to speak. And if he has packaged his entire sense of who he is on the basis of what he does, this can be, and is, devastating. One of the great nuggets of wisdom from my seminary days, which I wish I had heeded better, was this: don't lose yourself in ministry. This speaks to the issue of identity. The you in ministry is not who you are or were as a pastor. It is the you that has been redeemed by Christ and is highly valued and delighted in by the Heavenly Father, apart from any ministry you may or may not do. It's the you that is created uniquely and wonderfully, the you that has been called first and foremost to salvation in Christ, the you that has been purchased, redeemed, adopted, forgiven, established, and reconciled to God in Christ. It's the new creation you, the made alive in Christ you, the once was lost but now is found you. It's the you that you tell others they are in Christ. That's you. A great comfort and hope that's found in this truth about our identity is that no exit from ministry, no termination of service changes who we are in Christ. It's an application of the Romans 8, nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, to the issue of a forced exit from ministry and a loss of pastoral identity. Our rest, our center, our foundation is in Christ and Christ alone. No ministry for Christ can offer what is only found in Christ. And perhaps in a strange and wonderful way, the devastation of a forced exit can be a unique opportunity to more deeply realize or even rediscover who you are in Christ and who Christ is for you. What's lost is really only temporal, a vocational situation that may or may not be recovered. What's found is what is most crucial, your identity as a beloved, redeemed, eternally purposed child of God in Christ. You can learn more about PIR Ministries at our webpage, pirministries.org. Please know we stand ready to serve you and pastors you know facing the uncertainty and pain of forced vocational transition. Thanks for listening to Hope Renewed. And remember, the hope of Christ does not put us to shame.